USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Japan winding down with a banquet with new Emperor Naruhito. He also held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where he said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's latest weapons tests haven't bothered him at all, adding he'd like to reach a deal with the North, but said he's not in a hurry. On a possible 2020 election opponent, the president says,
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad, says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Damage assessment continuing after the deadly tornado that struck El Reno, Oklahoma on Saturday night. The National Weather Service confirming an EF3 touched down near Highway 81 and Interstate 40 and traveled more than 2 miles in about 4 minutes. 2 people died. At least 29 people were injured. He's admitted to thinking about it previously, and now the Libertarian Party is trying to recruit Republican Congressman Justin Amash to run for president. He recently became the first Republican to call for President Trump's impeachment after reading the full Mueller report. The Libertarian Party chairman says people in the party are working on getting him to switch parties to challenge Trump. Pope Francis says having an abortion is like hiring a hitman. Speaking at the Vatican during a weekend conference, the Pope asked rhetorically if it's legitimate to take a human life to solve a problem and whether it's legitimate to hire a hitman to solve a problem. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities in Hawaii identifying the victim of a deadly shark attack off the shores of Maui yesterday as a California doctor. 65-year-old Thomas Smiley was killed when he was attacked by a shark about 60 yards offshore as he was swimming. He was from Granite Bay, California. Shark warning signs have since been put up in the area. One former CBS anchor speaking out against former management, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former CBS Evening News anchor Scott Pelley isn't holding back about what he says cost him his job.
We've been through a dark period of the last several years of incompetent management and sort of a hostile work environment within the news division. I lost my job at the Evening News because I wouldn't stop complaining to management about the hostile work environment.
He was interviewed on CNN. Pelley is currently a correspondent for 60 Minutes. He says management changes have made all the difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the World Health Organization recognizing video game addiction as a mental health disorder called gaming disorder. It's defined as gaming that takes precedence over other interests in one's life, including one's health and daily activities. It will be included in the latest edition of the International Classification of Diseases. Well, when you're not gaming, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.